Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 5th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. I just want to let folks know that because the Embracing Global Goals Part 2 page is not saving the edits that I make, I'm posting the HTML text for this show on the page that I'd set up to receive the excerpts from Giovanni Arrighi and Antonio Gramsci. So please visit that page to find the audio files for this show and the HTML text. And there's also audio files on a separate page as well. This again this week, for many weeks now, we are not streaming over the internet, so I appreciate folks taking the time to go to the website and check out the files there. Sisters and brothers, we're going to be arguing today that longing is the taproot. That is the theme for today's show. We are looking at this issue because we are trying to figure out how to advance the analysis given to us 30 years ago by some folks who were thinking strategically on the left in academia. And I don't know of anyone who has done that. And we've been arguing on this site, website, and radio show that we are here. We are actually here to synthesize and advance our ancestors' gifts, and that our primary allegiance must be to life itself. And I believe we are in a critical transitional moment when we are not just looking critically at the issue of class, but moving beyond it. In abandoning our, we the people's, original understanding of the concept of the class struggle as global social transformation, the professional left abandoned us. And as for reason, before my own up-close and personal experience with the shadow global state, I would have lain the cause at either ignorances or intentional misdirections door, and it can fall to either, sure. But now, I'd say, the cause should be placed mainly at the door of power's secret possession of, let's call it their EMF strategy, possession of a secret weapon. Key to their need to stay hidden, so they may dispense with overt repression. And I use the word secret, but it's really not secret. They acknowledge the development of, they have a research arm of the Navy that focuses on this kind of weaponry, and they acknowledge it exists. What they don't acknowledge, however, is that they use it against we the people, citizens of the U.S. So they want to hang on to this weapon, and they want to hang on to the use of it to manage us, is what we're arguing. Therefore, it must remain hidden, knowledge of its use. And their resources are effectively limitless. So we see from this the importance of basing action on analysis and of factoring into that analysis hidden power, because all our clear-headed theory otherwise leading as our good three do to the global theater will time after time get shipwrecked on the rocky shoals of this strategic weapon. Time after time will our clear-headed theorists simply disappear from amongst us, while the false voices of the political pundits get pumped into our ears ad infinitum. And as an aside, we're talking here about a massive secret played out in plain sight. as Shakespeare said, seen in thought. I don't know how many hundreds of folks are involved in just my tracking and monitoring alone. And one thing I've seen about this is power uses a lot of the low income. Disposable, I'm sure they consider them. I suspect power keeps an accurate list and that its plans for them are not pleasant. We must never forget Miklos's lessons from Auschwitz. Remember when we were reading a doctor's eyewitness account, and as things started to collapse, that is to say, the Nazi project just started to disintegrate, their main concern was to wipe out any evidence of what they'd been doing. Secrecy is primary in their priorities, always has been. And another aside, as I've been forced to confront, perhaps more consciously than most, these assets, quote unquote, of the global state for over 6 years now, as far as I'm aware. We just never know, do we? I mean, it is astonishing to me how I want to say easily threatened, but I guess that's a longer conversation. But certainly how closely monitored we are and how little it takes to excite the interest of this shadow state in our activities. So at least for over 6 years now, I've been receiving this attention. And at the start of this journey into darkness, in which I nonetheless found love and light, I would never have guessed the depths to which these power guys will go, the resources which are effectively infinite, they will apply to stop we the people from simply thinking. It is astonishing. No wonder it would never occur to us. And of course, they count on this. They count on our good hearts. They count on our being naturally honest and taking people at their word and believing people are what they say they are while they giggle and laugh at their supposed superior knowledge and intelligence and being able to pull one over on us because we don't know nothing and they know all. And what this also means is that so much of our media is manipulated, and yet, that is to say, these folks are planted and create the news, quote unquote, that we then react to as if authentic. Which means I have been arguing we need to disconnect a little bit to the degree folks are comfortable from that nonstop voice of the master into our ears, because that's what it is, and begin working with each other in the physical world that we exist in, with the people around ourselves, using resources such as we've been trying to develop here in the nascent to begin conversations that look beyond this system, because that's the only way we're going to get there, is if we start envisioning it. So it is astonishing what these shadow troops are up to. They will put together teams just to study a subject's psychology, ferret out her vulnerabilities, plant agents in their way to fuel them, these perceived weaknesses, try to find whatever could be twisted into a false skeleton with which they can construct a myth to say was closeted. Point being, to say we're outgunned is ludicrous understatement, and we need each other to establish more clearly what is being done to us and how to not just move in it, but move beyond it. And what I've learned is that we have to stay present to the degree possible, because it is when we lose consciousness, are asleep, that they turn up this EMF heat. And we have to be able to hear what our bodies are saying when they are experiencing that distress. So I'm asking us to please talk about this.